The HEAL program, which is Helping Explore Accountable Lifestyles, is a program that was designed for men who've been abusive to people that are important to them, to people that they care about. We do an exercise in the program where I ask the men to think about how many children have been impacted in any way by their abusive behavior. The last time we did it, it was a group of about 9 men. Their number was 69. And so what I tell them is that if I work with them potentially in that 2 hours, 69 children's lives might improve. So when I look at this from a systemic level. Intervention that's happening is not just with the person, but it has ramifications and ripple effects to all of the people in their lives.
Can you talk more about what are the other kind of sessions and themes that you cover during your sessions?
So it's a minimum of 52 sessions. It's a 4-phase program that people work at their own pace. So the first part of the program is called acknowledgement. There's also a no option on that. Most of the people are court ordered. The second phase of the program is the more didactic program. There are 4 concepts that they have to learn in that. And that is about the power and control wheel, which has the different kinds of tactics that people might use, something called the choice model. Rational emotive therapy has a base of it. There's an accountability plan and something we call the SDR. And they move into the third phase, which is challenge. The challenge phase of the program, for me, is where the real work begins, because acknowledgement is focusing on their past. Cornerstones is focusing on some basic concepts. Challenge is where they begin to look at, what are my beliefs about women? What are my beliefs about men? What are my beliefs about relationships? What are my beliefs about violence? And how have those influence the kinds of things that I was willing to do and am willing to do? And how do I justify those kinds of things to myself? And how do I get acceptance and support from other people in the community for what I've done? They look at that and they work to find a core belief that drives all of these different kinds of behaviors. They move to the final section of the program, which is called Sankofa. And Sankofa is a mythical bird from Ghana that can only move forward by looking backward. And it means go back and retrieve. Each of those assignments is designed for them to go back, look at something in themselves, retrieve the message that they're going to need in order to go forward to live a life where they're not being hurtful or harmful to anybody that they care about.
Can you talk to me about the results of this program?
We are focused on building internal accountability. There weren't really very good definitions about internal accountability. We ended up having to craft one with the help of the men in the program. Do people make changes? Yes. Do we know if they're the changes that exactly their partner wants? We don't necessarily know that. Do I believe that it makes changes in the lives of some of the men and their families? Yes, by the things that I hear from the men themselves, but also the things that I sometimes hear from their family members who may reach out to me. I choose to work with this population because I believe that they deserve the opportunity to figure out how they got here and that they have the ability to make changes that will make things different for them. When you're talking about something as intimate as violence between people who are engaged in a long-lasting relationship or even a short-term relationship, there are lots of things that nobody else will ever see or know, and the people themselves may or may not identify those things as abusive and or changes.
Why does this work matter?
I consider it to be homicide prevention. Because I've been in fatality review teams in Wayne County and in Oakland County for decades. The one thing that we always find is that whatever that incident was, it wasn't the first one. And so I have to take every person seriously. I have to believe that every person can make a change. Whether they will make a change or not, that is not something I get to decide. What I get to do is use the information that I get from survivors, the information that I get from the community, that I get from the participants, that I get from other men, and that helps to design and influence the way in which we intervene. Can somebody understand something at a particular moment in time and not take it home? Of course. And that's partially why programs like ours need to be at least a year, because a year at least gives everybody a new baseline. where they are consciously and conscientiously having the opportunity to look at their behaviors to decide where or how they might want to change those things.
When these perpetrators come back into society, what are other ways that people can support them?
Well, so first of all, we have to remember these people are always in society. The only time somebody might quote unquote not be in society would be during the time they are in jail or in prison. Part of it is being willing to be open to talking about uncomfortable things, because lots of times people see something, but they don't want to intrude. They don't want to hurt the person's feelings. But sometimes we have to call something that's hurtful, that's mean, that's ugly. We have to call it mean, hurtful, and ugly. We don't have to be rude about it. This is not okay. I love you. I care about you. But this is not all right. And you have to be willing to deal with the fact that when you first tell somebody that, they're not going to say, oh, thank goodness you finally came and told me. When somebody comes and makes changes, it's recognizing that real change for any kind of long-term behavior, it doesn't happen overnight. If it looks like it's happening overnight, it probably isn't real. It's going to show up in other areas of their life. If you are concerned that someone is being abused, follow up on it. Recognize that it's very difficult for people to share and to talk about, especially when they love or care or have committed to the individual, when they have children together, when they have a house together. If you're somebody who has a family member who is abusive, reach out to them. Because some of the people say, nobody ever told me this before, which is not necessarily true. But domestic violence is something that impacts all of our communities.